She says it's quite nice.
Well, she's wrong.
Ramp the hour. Two slightly distorted guitars.
CITR 101.9 FM. All right, that was Dan with Blood on the Saddle. And now it's time for Chips with Everything. Dave.
We have got just the medicated, sterilized pad, moistened, for Dan's Blood on the Saddle. That's what we're offering you. The strictest and cleanest of British tunes.
No, this week, Horny in the Morning, Vanilla, Dick of Death, I Wish I'd Taken Pictures, Pea Shy, Sidewalk Sale.
Classics.
Those are all names of songs by Pansy Division.
And a roadmap to a well-spent youth as well.
So we're going to talk about them later on. But it's actually the British Music Show, and we've got hits and fun things from the UK for 1 hour.
Anything with Division in it, you know? Because there's English stuff with Division in it,
Joy
right?
Division.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the Premier Division Soccer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, yeah, we will have some soccer stuff, that's right.
And let's see, is there any others? Division.
That's all right. Oh, yeah, Between the Classes.
Okay. Let's listen to some tunage. We've actually got a lot of good stuff. Let's see. Should we give it away? No, I think it's not all going to be a surprise even to us, but we've got a bag of things. And
there it is.
It's this. We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 FM. It's 14 minutes past 5. We just listened to Kylie Minogue, Your Disco Needs You. A great song by her.
A beautiful song by a beautiful lady.
What language was that she was talking in about? Did you catch that?
I think it was Provençal or maybe the Pays Basque. I'm not sure. A variation of Spanish.
Right on.
Or French, something like that. One of those languages.
Before that, it was Slap Happy, who is an Anglo-German band. Germo-Anglo.
Yeah, that's nice.
From the early 70s. That was their debut album, 1972.
Mm-hmm. On the Teutonic label.
Actually on Virgin. I believe. Actually, no. Wrong. Polydor. There you go. Anyway, let's see. What did we say about those guys?
Not very much.
But we opened the show with a remix of Late of the Piers, The Bears Are Coming by The Wizards Sleeve. And yeah, we do like to dance.
Yeah.
So we should just go back to the disco stuff.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, and we're going to hear a little bit. I mean, you say, what can you dance to? Well, you can always dance to Pansy Division.
You can.
You know?
Yes.
And,
you want to cover the Pansy Division stuff right now?
Yeah, on Tuesday night at The Score, which is Jervis, just off. Yeah, it's Jervis and Davey, right across from the Super Value, 8 p.m. It's a documentary, Pansy Division. Like, maybe they're concert days. Who knows? Maybe there'll be some cameo shots. But John, never say his name right, Ginobili? Ginoli? Ginoli.
Ginoli?
G-I-N-O-L-I. Anyway, he's going to be there. And so it's The Score, 8 o'clock, and it's sponsored by several people. So I think it's going to be a packed house and a great time. And I have no idea, but it's called The Score. It's on, Davey. Look it up on your internet.
It's so it says 8:30 here on their MySpace page, and it's a film screening of Pansy Division, Life in a Gay Rock Album.
There you go.
Followed by a question and an answer. So it doesn't look like there's a performance, unfortunately.
Oh, wait, whoa. Followed by questions and answers, eh?
Well, Q&A, whatever that stands
yeah,
for.
Yeah, that could go two ways, right? That could be a bad time or a good time. Because if it was, suddenly it becomes a church service, I guess I'd just leave.
Look at the length of this tour, man. Look, these are all dates. Look at, like, they're doing it. He's thinking about a 60-date book tour. I guess it's not as intense.
He's sort of the Dalai Lama of gay punk, if you ask me.
So, they're, apparently they are still together. I thought you would have known this, man.
Oh, wow. Hey, listen, you know, I'm a fickle... No, that's not true. They're awesome. They're just too good.
All right. Enough about Pansy.
So, wait a sec, though. So, we're going to be able to listen to... I know you've got the whole... your beautiful world, late oral world, that's A-U-R-A-L before you, but
you want to listen to a bit of Pansy Division?
Just a sliver, yeah.
All right.
Body hour, he's a pretty flower, and he's in full bloom right
that in this they kept the sort of militaristic feel to this song instead of rocking out. I mean, it is about space patrol.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be your. I'll. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, that was Pansy Division with
the thing before.
Twinkie Twinkie Little Star. We think a new song by them.
Yeah.
You can't actually trace it.
But... even allowing for sentimentalism, that was not up to form. It was not up to standard.
You think not?
No. That was some sort of, what was that? That ka-chunka chunka, you know? If that's supposed to be a driving, slow burn ballad, it wasn't that. I always thought of more punky than anything. Maybe you can only do that kind of thing up to... Because it was joyous punk, not like punk, so you can't... Or pop punk.
It's always bad when your punk bands slow down and become kind of chuggy blues.
But it's not even fair to call them. They were like a dance pop punk, but not... Kind of rocking too. They did rock out a little.
And they're the late 90s days.
Yeah, it was awesome. I remember this one gig. It was like they shipped in a platoon of Teutonic Knights. It was all these... young guys, like say 18 to 22, and it was like a uniform. It was just a sea of blue jeans, black belts, and white t-shirts and tufts of blonde hair, you know, these fit young guys just bopping at the Starfish Room.
The
beloved suite, the Starfish Room.
I bet it was loud. They used to have a really good sound system in there.
It was fantastic, and it was the whole...
I wonder where that sound system is now.
Oh, Clark, what are you doing, Spa? Let's have a look at your mobile phone there. It's fucking posh, isn't
it? Yeah, I got it from a place where it sells phones. It's got three ringtones. That's the name for the ring. There's this one, right? Hang on.
That's fucking sea span.
Yeah, right. There's this one, right? That's the theme tune from Bullseye. But mostly, I bought it for this. Check this one out, Clad.
Burned a new hole in my tracksuit today. Smoking a sofa without an ashtray. Red hot nylon dripping on my skin. I ripped the fucker off and threw it in the bin. Soap bar's cheap, and so's my clothes. They gotta be because of all the fucking holes. It tastes like shit, and it makes you cough. And it's the fucking rubber in it that gets you off.
Yeah, I smoke so bad with lots of bits of plastic. I leaves mine in it because it tastes fantastic. It's gonna cost too much, I can't see the appeal. Love smoking Port Rocky so barrel gold seal. Smoke Rocky in a bong, bucket of hot knives. Bacon in a cake for your mama as a surprise. I smoke green and it's gone in an instant. But so bad lasts because it's fucking consistent.
Smoking on it, so bad in the sky. I smoke so bad till I fucking die. Last night I went out driving in my car. I sparked up a fat spliff of fucking soap bar. A brim burnt right down to my dick. And while I was distracted, I fucking crashed into a brick wall. The car was fucking battered, the bonnet flipped up, and the windscreen shattered. You're better off smoking the green instead, cause it don't blim burn and it's better for your head.
Soap bar, sitting in a deep sweat thinking, I gotta get some Rocky for the weekend. The sight of drawer excites me, sticking in a bong. Light it up and chuck a fucking whitey. Burning holes in my tracky. This shit always happens when I'm smoking fucking Rocky. You heard it on the news, you've seen it on the telly. Add up for moving so bad, dang fucking near sweary.
Well, I do it like a little, cause life is the fucking thing to do.
I used to smoke skunky, but it was far too smelly, man.
Smoking on it, but I'm so bad in the sky. I smoke so bad till I fucking die. Before I die, I'm a lady to rest. But I smoke so bad, it's the best. Oh, so bad comes from fucking Holland. They make it out of oil and tires and pollen. Diesel, mirror bar, flat press too. These are types of soap bar available to you. These little bits of plastic you find inside, you can use those as a quality guide. The standard of soap bar that you are smoking, the more bits of plastic means the better the token.
Eat a hash cake, but wait a while. It'll take a better narrow range or versatile. You can burn it, eat it, or smoke it in a spliff. Space shake, straw gattles, you knows it, DJ Smith. Lying in your bed, dropping blimps on your pubes. Selling drawers to your mates, but it's really oxo cubes. When you're coking up draw,
quick, don't linger, cause it's really fucking hot and it'll burn your fingers.
This bloke said to me, you haven't got a clue about the damage the soap bar can do to you. I tried to see things from his point of view, but I couldn't fit my head up his asshole too. The bloke was wrong, I knows my stuff. I knows if I smoke it, I'm gonna feel rough. My lungs are fucked and my throat is raw, cause the thing about soap bar is fucking hardcore.
Smoking on a soap bar in the sky. Smoke so bad till I fucking die. Before I die, and the ladies to rest.
Well, anyway, I think it's better myself to lean forward when smoking a soap bar, because you're less likely to blink than yourself. You know what I mean?
Gonna check it, ain't man. I got some quality fucking gold seal for you, innit?
Stick them all in little bits of plastic while you find them inside, right? And then fucking stick them in a teapot. That's a little cup of tea, lad. That's what
I do. You stick a fag in a microwave while you cook it up, you stick the drawer on top, then you ram it in a bong, then you ram the bong in your fucking head.
Yeah, that's like my fucking lungs feel like they're fucking collapsing sometimes from the soap bar, like, you know.
Cynical mockery, but very weak. We can't see a turn of barrel of shit. Cholesterol, I think. finish. Stop my old track. Boy, don't quit with a gripping up pack. Busy as clean as a cure or cat. Let the play walls ring their jelly. Alright, Jack. Alright, Jill. The pain is what you look like. Alright, Jack. Alright, Jill. In one hand you get, in the other hand bill. Cause they their best, so we're not impressed. So let's get royalty straight. An act for marriage and a patronizing gesture. I'm gonna change the state. While the people who care are prepared to act, the pantomime clowns keep the system intact. Shaman and commitment, that's obviously lack. My love, no singing state. Thanks! Alright, Jack, shit on the face. Alright, Jill, shit on the face. Alright, Jack, shit on the face. Alright, Jack, you shit on the face.
But the face of face is owned by America, sit on the face. Owned by America, they make no pretenses. Owned by America, sitting on the face. Owned by America, on their side, America, tubers and bonds on our side. The trash of consumer cars, leaving occupied. Watch us smash to be trained, when the spirit is untouched. Look out!
CITR 101.9 FM. It's 34 minutes after 5. It's Chips with Everything, the British music show. That was Crass with Smash the Mac. That's on a greatest hits of theirs called Best Before 1984.
Well, weren't we all? I think.
I know you that inspired you to do something.
Yeah, hit the gym. Hit the gym, perhaps. Or, I don't know. What do you think? Like, because it's energizing, but not enervating. It didn't make me crazy.
I don't even know what that song's about. I haven't listened to it closely enough to pick up those lyrics.
No.
I'm sure it's anti-establishment.
Really? Oh, I couldn't hear the lyrics at all. Maybe that's made it good. I was going for the music, you know, the rhythms.
And
I liked it.
You could pump iron to that baby?
Yep.
Is that what you're going to be doing?
In my head, for sure.
Right on. I know you're talking about giving up coffee. Why?
Because it's that time of year. If you start giving stuff up, you know, you close doors, then other ones open, that sort of thing. So,
before Crass, we listened to Max Tundra.
Thank you.
An album called Parallax Error Beheads You.
You know, that's...
And before that, it was Goldie Looking Chain.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that really pisses me off. If we don't have our own Goldie Looking Chain in Canada, they're great, right? The Welsh, they're funny, they're clever.
Whoa, let's not go too far. They're not always all of those three things, but yeah, quite often they are.
Oh, wait, are they clever? Let me think.
No, some of them are clever. Your Mother's Got a Penis is a clever song.
Okay,
Your missus is a nutter.
But you know, rather than saying clever, you're right, but what they are is they're insightful and they paint a beautiful picture. They tell a great story. Not directly by saying...
And they then paint a picture.
And not in a Lily Allen kind of way. Oh, I went out shopping yesterday and then this happened. Not like that, you know?
No, she's worse than that, man. It's like, you know what? Me and you were best mates, right? Because we both like the same things, right? Like
having this brand of...
Having a kip.
Yeah, but thing is... I shouldn't have gone negative there. Yeah, the point was that Goldie Looking Chain, that you picture yourself in the moment because even if you haven't been there in some sort of twisted
way...
Some
way you have? If you've set foot in the United Kingdom...
Yeah, you've had those experiences even though you never had them. Exactly.
We actually have that Lily Allen thing here. Let's see. Did you know what track number that was that you were talking about?
Oh, let's see. I remember the name of it. It's, okay.
I remember the name of
coming
it,
up,
too.
Coming up right away is,
That's not the right box.
Oh, good.
Anyway.
Said the vicar's...
Let's just stop it and see if it works.
Said the vicar's wife to the traveling salesman.
Look inside your tiny mind, then look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval. Well, that's not how you find it. Do you really enjoy living a life that's so hateful? 'Cause there's a hole where your soul should be. You're losing control of it, and it's really distasteful. To go to war, well, you're already in one. 'Cause it's people like you that need to get slew. No one wants your opinion.
There she goes. Isn't she delightful? Lily Allen. Well, you think we were going to play a, like, a different track off of this album?
What else could you play, really?
The Fear track, too.
Mm.
Why would we play that?
I read it, and it wasn't good. I love her to bits, you know? I'm not sure why. We all have our guilty pleasures. I'm sure that you eat, help me out here, chocolate-covered...
That's not a guilty pleasure. That's just a pleasure,
yeah,
man.
That's right. I hate that about you. No, I don't. That's completely... That's a... jealous statement, not an envious one. I, as we all should, take time today to remember that self-indulgence is actually a form of generosity.
I've proudly put on 4 pounds since the 7th of March.
Wow.
And it's
That's
mostly
awesome.
Sausage rolls in a roll. Sausage roll rolls washed down with a Ritter Sport. You know those,
oh, I thought it was a drink.
Bars?
Oh, yeah.
By what's your weakness?
Oh, man. All the classics.
Well, yeah, ketchup, chips.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Let's see. Ketchup, chips, smoked, you know, that Indian candy.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. And believe it or not, really, really old Scottish cheddar.
Really?
Yeah.
How much of it? That's too expensive to gorge on day after day.
Costco.
How much?
Cheap.
I don't go there, though.
Yeah, nor do I, but my brother works there, so I get Costco and candy, man. Costco and Indian candy.
Fell off the back of a truck, mate. Is that the deal?
Well, actually, he had a guy driving his truck. This is great. Came and smashed into the front big door, you know? And of the Costco, and took it down.
And what, made off with the cheese?
No, this is perfect. He goes in there because they got this on tape, and of course, all of the jewelry is taken away. And
he went to church one Sunday for advice. The preacher said,
"God fucking Christ, I come."
But the cunt came back. The cunt came back. Thought he was a goner, but the cunt came back. He wouldn't stay away. He gave him to a man going up in a balloon and asked the chap to leave him with the man in the moon. The balloon had busted, that's what everybody said. 'Cause 10 miles away they picked the man up dead.
Fucking cunt.
But the cat came back, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just wouldn't stay away.
Jump, you fucker, jump. Jump into this here blanket, what we are holding, and you will be all right. He jumped, hit the deck, broke his fucking neck. There was no blanket. Laugh. We nearly shat. We have not laughed so much since Grandma died. Or Auntie Mabel caught a left hit in the mangle. We are miserable sinners. Filthy fuckers. Arseholes.
Old Uncle Judd swore he'd kill that
fucking cunt.
He loaded up his blunderbuss with nails and dynamite. He aimed it at the spot where the tomcat would appear.
Not coming home, Sam.
I'm rather disappointed that last number didn't have more swearing in it, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, that spoiled a really good run.
I think she was just going for being sampled. Oh, you mean the last number? Oh, yeah, I know. Far too little swearing.
I know. We
substitute isn't a swear word, I don't think.
A substitute? No, not anymore.
Mm-mm. Unless like, you work
maybe
in...
Maybe in the 60s.
Yeah. And never at the J.M. Schneider Meat Company, that's for sure.
Before, well, that was Clout, which was that song was a hit in 1977, Substitute. And before that, MC Devo. You've seen this guy before, haven't you? He's on YouTube. He's famous. He's a YouTube celebrity.
A total chav. Chav?
Yeah, he's a chav that goes on and gives, like, oh, he's all out of his head on drugs.
He could have been from Lancashire, you know. He could have easily been from Charlie. What's the Charlie accent again, Quentin? I always forget. Say, for example.
Never been near a squire.
Yeah, but I have heard you do a Charlie accent in the past.
Yeah, I'm from Charlie.
Yeah, that's
something like that.
That'll do for this time. Yeah,
I think he's from the Charlie neighborhood. Let's just pretend he is. Most people in England seem to be, is my experience.
He is the spirit brother of, that's for sure.
And MC Devo, he does have an album out and other records because he's so big on YouTube that, you know, people want physical product too, and so of course he sells out and puts out some piece of crap.
Yeah, just to be in that whole three-dimensional world that some people have to live in.
Yeah, that's true. And in the real world,
well, there's a lot of things going on, man. Like after us there is other things.
There is. It's 6 o'clock Queer FM with old Hetty.
Yeah,
and
Hetty will be frying you
till 8. What's on at 8?
Rhythms India, which makes me think of that really good curry place we went to once. The one on Robson. You go upstairs. Come on.
I don't know. Is there
Pacific,
any?
Is it close to the Pacific Palisades?
Is there a Greek cultural show on afterwards? Because that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're right, because when you say Greek cultural show, Mondo Trasho, hosted by Maxwell, has elements of the ancients about it.
It does. It does. That's 9 till 10.
Yeah, yeah, and it's far too short in my opinion. Although it does quickly bring you to.
It's amazing. That guy is such a lofty position at CITR, but he's so humble that he only has a 1-hour show. And isn't he like the president of CITR or something?
You know, he's the humblest
president we've ever had. Look,
it's true. Normally
they take 2.5 hours on a Monday morning or something.
Mm-hmm. They want a nice slice of meat there. But the thing about Maxwell, I think he should have more time Sunday night, you know, for people. They think they're done having a good time on the weekend. Then they listen to his music and they just want to go out one last night.
True.
A great thing to do. If you're trying to get revved up for a Sunday night out, that's the place you want to be.
Or is it industry night?
That's Sunday, Monday. Yeah. Could be, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, all you. Hey, big shout out to all you people who serve me quickly on a Saturday morning when I've had 3 hours sleep and all I want is the usual salt, caffeine, you know, ketchup.
Deep fried.
Yeah. Deep fried.
And a sugar bun.
We love you.
You're talking about Jenny Rose?
I'm talking about chipper, happy. Central waitresses there on Denman Street.
That's a good joint. $4.95, is it, for a breakfast?
It's ridiculous.
That's not bad for down there.
Yeah.
And
I love going down there, as you know, Quentin.
At 10 o'clock, is Smiley Mike on today?
Luckily he is, yeah. Good old Transcendance. And then it goes on, and he's on till midnight, which is good. Good solid slice of brie, and then on it goes.
Okay, weather. Tonight, 2 degrees centigrade, and the moon is just going to be sitting on a little cloud. Tomorrow, rain. Tuesday, rain. Wednesday, rain. Should I go on?
Thursday looks like it's got a real dog's breakfast.
I know. There's like a dark cloud, a light cloud. Some rain coming out of the light cloud, plus just the sun peeking out behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. That's the government of Canada's weather forecast for next Thursday.
And keep in mind, of course, that, you know, last week, every time it said bad, it was good.
That's from an album called My Girlfriend Was a Punk, and it's all, well, it's female punk bands from the, you know, the first wave. That's the Dolls.
I thought you were going to say the First World War.
No, the first wave.
The
of
first steampunk band.
Okay. Steampunk. There are steampunk bands out there, actually.
No, really?
Yeah, but I think it's probably best to not even mention them.
All right, I'm glad we didn't then.
I don't know, we could suggest that we get a steampunk show on CITR. Mm-hmm. I don't see why not.
But wouldn't it then have to be, steampunk power?
No. No. We just play the bands.
Good.
That was the Dolls from that album, My Girlfriend Was a Punk, and the song's called Trash. I know nothing about this band. It's almost impossible to find them on Google, of course, because the New York Dolls also have a song called Trash.
I didn't mind that, though. I liked it. It was good. It was
high praise.
Well, yeah, this was not a case of, you know me, I don't like...
Don't go overboard, man.
I don't usually like pure punk. I usually, I'm a pop
yes,
punk
you fan. Do.
If I'm there, boxing on TV is bad. It's immoral, and it wrecks people's brains. Boxing live, on the other hand, is the sweet science. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with punk rock. It has to be live.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. It's less usual for me to be able to get right into, recorded punk rock. That's all.
You got it, baby.
Thank you. And thank you, folks, for tuning in.
Yeah, because it's 1:01, so we've got to go bye-byes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to hop in our English mode of transportation. And egress. That's what we're going to do.
It's a big double-decker bus.
Mm-hmm. With a...
Driven by busy bags, twiddle knobs.
Yeah. At the helm. You know you're safe. Maybe a little too well protected. but going in the right direction with busy bags twiddle knots.
All the CITR celebrities are on the... It's an open top, of course.
Right.
They're all up there. Maxwell, mm-hmm. Maxwell.
What's he doing? He's sipping on a cocktail.
Luke Meat is there looking uncomfortable at the back.
Yeah, good, good.
And, of course, Nardwar. He should probably be driving the
thing.
No.
He'd be the conductor, of course.
You think so?
Yeah, the guy who walks up and down in the old school conductor. Did you ever ride the double-decker when they still had the conductors?
Of course. My dad was a conductor.
They don't still have conductors, do they?
Probably some of the country routes do.
Mm, loved that. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, as we said, it's the end of our show. Heather's here. We got to get going. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next show, which is in 2 weeks' time.
So until then, happy Easter, I think.
Indeed. Is it?
Sure.
Okay. Bye. Have a happy